On this episode, we review our recent dinner at Boma, Flavors of Africa, located at Disney's Animal Kingdom Lodge. This is episode 210 of the Main Street Magic Podcast. Hello and welcome to another episode of Main Street Magic. I'm your host, Jeremy Stein, and I'm joined by my lovely wife, Rhonda.
Hey, guys.
Make sure you check us out on the web at mainstmagic.com, like us on Facebook, and follow us on Twitter at mainstmagic. If you've not done so already, head on out to Facebook and search for the Capture the Magic community and ask to join. And don't forget to listen to the Capture the Magic podcast at ctmpodcast.com. Jared and Jamie release new shows every Monday and Thursday, or sometimes Friday. Then on that same feed, Jamie has Trip Tales, starting again soon, once a month, and we have CTM at the Movies once a month as well. Jared and I release new shows on Disnudes every Wednesday, so go out and search for the Disnudes and subscribe. And then here at Main Street Magic, we have new shows on Tuesdays, usually Fridays, sometimes Thursdays, so the Capture the Magic Network had you covered all week long. If you're new to the show, and the reason I don't know what our schedule is due to handsome baby Thor from Jamie and Jared recently, who have had a new son. We've been switching some things up on the Capture the Magic Network. So some things are up in the air, but we're going to get back to a much more regular schedule soon, I would say.
Because it does seem like news always comes out.
It always comes out on Thursday.
Y'all always do better with the Friday.
When the news is Friday. So we'll see how it goes.
But hey, just listen to Capture the Magic.
I don't even know what this week's schedule is, Rhonda.
Well, I just started to say, just listen to Capture the Magic Network, and yes, we've got you covered.
We got you covered all week long.
So there you go.
Speaking of having you covered.
Ooh.
It's my segue for the evening.
Okay.
If you're planning your next Walt Disney World, Disney Cruise Line, Disneyland, or a Universal Orlando vacation, you want to reach out to Melissa Pilgrim with Ears of Experience. You can reach Melissa at MPILGRIM@themouseexperts.com. Melissa will help you get your entire vacation booked at the absolute best price. She's going to help you out with ADRs, fast passes. As far as Disney goes, she's going to answer all the questions you may have. Melissa is absolutely wonderful.
Yes.
And finally, Expedition Roasters, we are so thankful to have them on board. They brew absolutely incredible theme park
so good
pop culture coffees. Their new pumpkin blend
so good.
Is amazing. And
I have their shirt on.
You do. You are wearing their shirt. If you would love some of this delicious coffee, you can go out to expeditionroasters.com and you can use code CTM15 and you get 15% off of every single order you place. So you can go ahead and order now. When you run out and you want more, order again. 15% off. So thank you so much, Expedition Roasters, for hooking up our listeners. And thank you, listeners, for continuing to support Expedition Roasters.
Yes, thank you.
All right, so today's cast member spotlight is going to kind of wrap into our overall theme of tonight, which is Boma, Flavors of Africa at Animal Kingdom Lodge.
Yes.
And we're talking about Kristen at the Animal Kingdom Lodge desk that helped check us in.
Yep.
You want to talk a little bit about how wonderful Kristen was as a cast member?
Well, of course, absolutely. She was not only amazing, a very beautiful and friendly face. And it was so funny because we just wanted to, kind of give her, I can't remember, what were we talking about? And we ended up giving her, a hindsight, insight. Like, a lot of times when I start to ask questions, I feel the obligation to say, well, this is why I'm asking. So I handed her our little card that we have.
Yeah, a little promo card.
That has us in Capture the Magic Network and everything on it. And she saw it and she goes, oh, I listen to you guys.
Yeah.
follow you
yeah,
guys.
Yeah, on Facebook.
And I was like, oh my gosh.
Yeah.
I was like, wow. I was like, that's awesome. So
was
that
great.
Was really neat and fun.
And it was just, and she was wonderful. I mean, even without that, she was such a wonderful cast member and it was
such a pleasant
check-in experience. And this was mid-check-in of still not 100% sure what was going on with Hurricane Dorian.
Yeah, we actually had a couple next to us figuring things out, because basically she was like, my plane was canceled and stuff was going on next door to us. And I was just like, oh gosh, I'm just so glad we're in, we're good.
But I assume that I'm sure Kristen was dealing with a lot of that.
Oh, I'm sure.
You know, and people come up to her and she was just wonderful, as cast members are. So,
absolutely.
So thank you, Kristen. You were absolutely awesome. Yes, really appreciate it. So tonight we are talking about Boma Flavors of Africa, which we finally ate at. This has probably been on a
review.
Well, you know, this has been on a must do list for a long time, but we have always, I think, said that, you know, we're not big on buffets.
Yes.
You know, and there's two reasons. One, well, there's, I guess it's really one reason. Price versus amount of food that we tend to
eat. Correct.
And most buffets can get pretty pricey because most buffets are character dining, which therefore have a much higher price point. And we don't usually feel that we actually get the value out of it, because characters for us and our family are not personally a giant deal.
Right.
Like, we're not normally...
Not anymore.
Well, yeah, not right now. Not anymore. They will be in the future, I hope, again.
Yeah.
I was looking way in the future. When we take grandchildren...
Okay, I'm like, where are you
which
going
I hope
with
is still
that?
Far away from now.
Okay.
But... So we don't tend to do buffets. No. Because, So... We got to Animal Kingdom Lodge. We were staying one night. We were transferring from 5 nights at Riverside, and we're going to move into 3 nights at Coronado Springs. Yep. And I think you brought it up. You're like...
Well, we had our kids, and our original plan was not to, and just to kind of hang out and do whatever and just relax, really.
Ugh, well, then we had them.
No, it was fine.
I was so glad we got them. It was so much fun.
I was too. And we really had a great time, and we got a refurbed room.
Oh, yeah.
It was amazing. But the forecast was lots of rain, basically. And we wanted to do everything around the resort.
Yeah.
Because they have a ton of activities. So Jeremy, first of all, wanted to, when it was just going to be us, to go over to Sanaa. Absolutely. Bread service, 100%. But with the future forecast, and I was like, I mean, I know we could get a little shuttle, but I was like, we've never done Boma. And I was like, I want to do Boma. And he shockingly said, okay. And I was like, wait, what? So I was very excited.
I was extremely Disney at that point. Like, we had already been there for 5 nights. We knew we were staying for 4 more. We're doing 3 resorts. You could have said anything. And I'd be like, let's go. I don't care.
Okay.
But no, but, you know, this is something we have wanted to try for a long time. I know that Jared and Jamie love Boma.
Breakfast or dinner?
Both.
Okay.
And Boma is one of those, we'll see if we agree. I'm trying to go back in my brain and think, have I ever heard really anything negative about Boma? And I want to say no.
And that's
so to
great
me, this
because,
was a no-brainer.
Yeah, and that's great because we don't have any negative to say, do we?
Way to spoil it. I have one negative to say.
You do?
I do.
Okay.
We'll get to it. It's a very specific item.
Okay.
And you'll realize what it is when I say it. Okay. Go, oh my God, you're so right. All right.
Oh, yeah, I remember now.
Before we jump into Boma, because we're not doing a full Animal Kingdom Lodge review, we've done them in the past. What'd you think of the refurb room?
Oh, it was absolutely amazing. Gorgeous.
Yeah.
Theming. They need to take in and go, oh, okay, what we did here, we need to do across properties.
Yeah.
Everywhere.
But you know what it reminded me of?
What?
What they did at Coronado.
Yeah.
At Coronado, they did these wonderful refurbs, and they kept such a theming to that specific resort where I think the pop and the movies are the All-Stars are lacking.
Yeah.
So Coronado kind of started it, and oh my God, Animal Kingdom Lodge. Yeah. This room was gorgeous.
Yep.
Every little detail, it still felt very African-inspired. It still felt like you looked around and you're like, I am at Animal Kingdom Lodge, and it was wonderful.
Yeah, we asked Kristen for a bunk bed, and sad to say, it is being taken all out.
No more bunk beds after the refurbs.
It's sad because the girls loved them. They
well, so much more room for activities.
They get to sleep in separate beds.
Yeah.
Even though they're twins.
They would have slept in the bunk beds and we would have slept in the regular. My bad. I was so disappointed. I was like, I got top bunk.
Anyways. So Kristen was amazing and gave us a refurbed room, and it was literally like the second door on the same floor, which was amazing. Yeah. And we had a small savanna view. So Lacey was so excited. Great. She got to see the animals. It was absolutely amazing. If you're a part of Club 32, ctmvip.com, you would totally got a room tour.
Yeah.
So anyways, yeah. So that was that. Let's jump into Bowman.
Yeah, I loved it. When I went to college, I'm just going to say this real quick because I think it's funny. So when I went to college, I went to Towson University. Not for long. That's in a whole other podcast. one of my best friends, Matt, who's actually coming into town tomorrow night,
mm-hmm.
and we're doing Universal Studios this weekend and all with him for my birthday.
Your 40th birthday.
Okay, settle down, Rhonda. And so him and I roomed together when we went to college.
Uh-huh.
And we went to Towson, and you had suite mates. So you had basically two rooms that shared a bathroom. And our suite mates, last minute, were given a third roommate. It's supposed to be two per room.
Okay.
So in their third room, they ended up having to put in a bunk bed for grown 18, 19-year-old men going to college. They ended up putting in a bunk bed in that room so they could fit three people in that room.
Who had top bunk?
Oh, gosh. Well, there was James Murphy, David Warnch, and Fuzz.
Was that his biological
name?
That
was his biological name.
His birth given name.
One of the funniest human beings I've ever met in my entire life. But I can't remember who had top bunk.
Okay.
Yeah, but there in that room, there was no room, extra room for activities. All right, let's get into BOMA.
All right.
Why don't you read a little bit about BOMA, some of our normal bullet points and details?
Will do. BOMA, Flavors of Africa. It is at Disney's Animal Kingdom Resort area, Disney's Animal Kingdom Lodge. It is African American cuisine. It is buffet/family style, which really is buffet because you go to the buffet. Unique/themed dining. It is $15 to $34.99 per adult, which would be breakfast, and then $35 to $59.99 per adult for which would be dinner.
Yeah.
Dining plans include for 2019-20. Your Disney quick service is not, breakfast is not available, dinner is not available. Your Disney dining plan, you have breakfast is one credit, your dinner's one credit. Your Disney Deluxe dining plan is one breakfast, one credit, and your dinner is one credit. Your breakfast runs from 7:30 a.m. to 11 a.m. Your dinner runs from 5 p.m. to 9:30 p.m. Your discounts available are Tables in Wonderland, 20%. That is off food and alcohol. WDW pass holder is 10%. DVC members, 10%. And Visa, Disney Visa is 10%. None of that after tables is alcohol. It is just food.
Right. That's correct. You knew that already, right?
Yeah.
Or did you see my motioning?
I did.
What I was doing, I was pretending like I was eating food.
Just
so you remembered.
Because
I didn't put it in my notes. All right. So resembling a lively African marketplace, this restaurant features all you care to enjoy buffets at breakfast and dinner. All right, so they have family-friendly buffets under thatched roofs, savor vibrant flavors from over 50 African countries, along with favorite American classics. Greet your day with a cup of full-bodied Kenyan AA coffee, tropical juice, and a bountiful breakfast buffet. Selections may include made-to-order omelets, French toast, African pastries, carved ham, fresh fruit, and corned beef baboti, a type of South African quiche.
Ooh. Gosh, I want to do breakfast.
I know, seriously. Oh my gosh. We'll go through the breakfast menu, but we have not eaten breakfast. My God, I want to eat breakfast. At dinner, watch chefs prepare grilled seafood, roasted meats, vegetarian specialties, fresh salads, and house-based, house-baked pastries in the onstage kitchen. Kids can enjoy options like chicken nuggets, while guests 21 years of age and up delight in unique South African wines, many of which are available by the glass. Reservations are recommended and can be made up to 180 days prior to your visit.
Or during a hurricane.
I was just going to say, to you, we literally booked like 2 hours before I think we ate there.
Yeah,
a couple
because
hours.
We really wanted to make sure, because of booking, you can't not unbook. And I'm sure
you can.
Jeremy Gray.
What? No. I'm only saying in situations I think like this, you would have been okay.
Okay.
Booking and it not working out. Again, not a recommended thing. I'm just saying this is what
we just wanted to really make sure. And in all honesty, through everything,
don't my middle name. It wasn't like, golly, that was feisty. Okay. What were you saying? You like.
And now I just ruined his dudes, didn't I? I'm sorry.
No, they already knew.
Okay. Anyways, my point was with this whole thing is that we could have probably walked up and been a walk-in, but maybe making dinner reservations, we had a nicer quote-unquote view. We were off in a quieter section.
Right by the windows that kind of lead out to, I want to say, the pool in the Mara. So yes, I again, this is one of those places I would recommend reservations. I don't, you know, normally 180 days, you're not going to be like, oh, I'm like sitting at the computer like, no, I got to get it. But
I mean, I
this
guess
is
it
one
depends on the time of year.
Well, I think you should plan for it.
Yeah.
Okay. So, you know, under thatched roofs, savor vibrant flavors. What do you think of the atmosphere of coming into this location? What are your thoughts?
I love it. We did the tour that is for free. And I love it. It is a very open air place. And if you have a big group, it's a fun. I saw big groups sitting around and
they have the African table.
They have the African table.
It's literally a giant table shaped like Africa.
Yeah. But they do have smaller sections, obviously, for like, you know, Jeremy and I. And it was funny because they actually sat up next to us. What was it? Anniversary or something. They were celebrating.
Yeah, they were. Yeah.
Our waitress was really awesome.
She was amazing.
I love the theming and where it's at. And I really just like it a lot. I like everything. African stuff, as far as that goes, I want to let y'all know right now. The names and everything we're about to read, I think they try to just kind of make it a little bit more African sounding and stuff rather than when you actually look at the dish and
yes,
taste
what they
it.
Really are. Yeah. No, that makes sense.
So I love that, but just y'all. Just
and
know
we'll break that down. Yeah. I do. I'm with you. I love the atmosphere. If you've done Animal Kingdom, if you've been to Animal Kingdom Lodge, this fits in perfectly.
Absolutely.
And it really does, I think, transport you somewhat to a different place. You know, and I love it. I just, and down to the, you know, to the greeting cast members, which are all from Africa, you know, and you're saying, I have a reservation. Everything is so well done and so well themed. And it truly puts you in a place. And from the moment you walk down into Victoria Falls, which is in the entrance area.
Yeah. That's really neat too.
It's whether you come down the steps or you come through the elevator, it just is such a cool atmosphere.
Yeah, it is.
Alone.
Yep.
So all right. Let's talk real quick, just breakfast menu, if you choose to partake in such a breakfast, which we are going to partake in soon. So guests age 10 and over are only 29. Here's another thing as we get in. I think these prices are amazing. Actually.
Yeah.
And these,
I agree.
These to me are not buffet prices.
No.
Typical of Disney because there's no characters attached.
Right.
So 10 and over, $29 for breakfast, 3 to 9 or $16 plus tax. Right. You get things like appetizers. You get an African fruit full. Create
maybe
your
bowl?
I don't know what that was. Yeah. Well, this I literally took these right from Disney's site, and it says fool, like F-O-O-L.
Well, okay.
What does that mean? I pity the fool that gets this African fruit. Right? Is that what you think it is? You think Mr. T is so hard up
no.
that he is serving
that's where
African
I
fruit
think,
at no. Boma?
I think that's where the African fruit fool, that's where it's just fruit and they try to, so just look at it, don't read the name.
Okay.
I mean, on the I'm talking to people.
I hope he's there. That'd be awesome. All right. Create your own yogurt. Spinach, quinoa, and sour cream, your own yogurt. Yogurt, see, again, they're trying to be inventive with the names. If you create your own yogurt, I feel like I'm getting up there like, hey, here's some, here's a cow. You got to milk it. And then we have some other, like, products over here. You have active cultures that you're going to have to supply. In about 4 weeks, you can come back and get your yogurt. So I don't want that. That's like with your create your own, you had the wine connoisseur that you already made. So you're going to bring this guy back too? Okay. All right, let's move on. Spinach, quinoa, salad, smoked salmon, cheese selection. For entrees, they have omelets, pancakes, French toast, bread pudding.
So going back.
Oatmeal, hand-carved breakfast ham, hand-carved turkey, waffles, quinoa, sweet plantains, breakfast potatoes, corned beef hash, oat-grilled asparagus and tomatoes. A large selection of beverages, everything from assorted juices to different types of Kenyan coffee, all Ooh, kinds of
Evian
fancy waters.
I just heard to say Evian and Pellegrino.
I only drink Evian water.
Is this for extra cost?
No, these are included.
Oh, wow.
They have lemonades, espresso, cappuccinos. So, We're not going to discuss breakfast. Jared and Jamie have done breakfast. Go out to, you know, ctmpodcast.com. Search for their breakfast review because I know they've done it and love it. And I'm sure it's wonderful. It sounds amazing. Let's get
into dinner. And then
we are going to have to. And honestly, those prices. And you're talking about tables off of that. So $30 roughly for adults, you're taking off $6. God, that's a good deal.
Mm-hmm. All right,
that's
let's do that.
A good deal. All
when
right.
can we go?
Tomorrow.
Nuh-uh.
No, I'm kidding. Let's get into dinner. And this is where we're going to review these items, which is going to be interesting because there are a lot of items and not all are available all the time.
Right.
Okay, so guests 10 and up, which Ron and I happen to be, is $49 per person plus tax, minus if you have any discounts.
Right.
Ages 3 to 9, $27, same deal. We did not bring the kids.
We did not. We decided to leave them in the room. They actually didn't want to come
anyways.
But we did taste all of the kid food, and there was some good kid-friendly
food.
We'll
talk about the kid food.
And I did see that was not on the buffet. Some children had chicken nuggets and French fries.
Yes.
That
they're gonna hook you up.
Yep.
And honestly, again, at $27, take off 20% as a tables member.
Yeah.
I would have been okay bringing the kids.
Because of the
selection? They would have gotten their money's worth, even if all they did was eat a couple chicken. Like, I feel like they would have.
Okay.
Whereas a lot of times, I don't feel like they would have.
And I think they had a bigger variety here.
I agree.
So I think they would have as well.
All right. Let's go through the menu.
Yes.
All right. We're going to start with soups and stews, which are on a rotation. So, I guess, do you want me to read through and then we can talk about the ones we specifically had that evening? Or what do you think?
Yeah, I guess so.
So we have everything from the, I'm going to say world famous. If it's not, it should be. butternut squash soup. They have a lamb stew. They have an oxtail stew, a sausage stew. They have a spicy Nigerian peanut soup, chicken corn chowder, a seafood gumbo. They have a carrot ginger soup, harira soup, mulligatawny. For my Seinfeld fans, they have coconut chicken curry soup, a curried butter seafood, and a South African curried lobster.
All right. Do you remember what we had?
They're the ones that I put in italics. Starting with butternut squash soup.
They are weird looking. Okay.
Do you need, are you, do you have your contacts in?
Yes, I do. Stop. I have a eye appointment the 25th.
Like, you looked at it, you're like, those ones are a bit skewed. That's called italics, Rhonda. Italics is literally like a skewed, like if you just, okay. So butternut squash soup. Do you think, you don't like this at all, do you? What do you think of this soup?
I don't like you. I'm just kidding. Okay. No, it's wonderful. Yes, it is absolutely wonderful. And so we first had this when we went on the free tour.
Mm-hmm.
And
free.
Well, we were staying at Animal Kingdom, right? And that's when we went on the tour. And that is when I tried to talk Jeremy into going to dinner that night or while we were there. And
we
he said Chico. No.
How'd that turn out for us?
But when we were on the tour, they said, I don't know. I don't think this is a secret, but oh my gosh, if it is, it is a hidden secret / hidden gem. You can write down what you want from the dinner and they will email you the recipe. I was like, sign me up for butternut squash soup. And we did.
Yeah.
And we have made it quite a few times here. I cannot wait till it gets cooler. We will be making it again.
Yeah.
It is fantastic. But when the neatest part was, is the waitress did call it a dessert soup. And I mm-hmm. was like, oh, I never thought of that.
Yeah.
And it is because it's a little sweeter or on the sweeter side.
Yeah. There's sugar in it.
Yeah, there is.
Yeah.
So what do you think?
I think the butternut squash soup is absolutely amazing. It is. Take everything you think about fall and put it in a soup.
Okay.
You know, and it really is. And, you know, down here in Florida, fall's different. But and I don't know how you feel about fall in the same way I do, coming from a cooler state like Maryland.
Mm-hmm.
But there is a certain thing that just, you know, there's certain smells and there's flavors and there's everything that reminds you of fall.
Mm-hmm.
Take all of that and put it in a soup.
Yep.
And this is it.
Yep.
And I don't care if it's 1,000 degrees outside in Florida. You sit inside of Boma and you eat this soup and it is just comforting. And mm-hmm. it's literally are like, I'm so mad there's so much more food here because I literally want to ask them to bring me a tub of this and I will sit inside of it.
Oh, God.
And I will take like a hot, like I would, this would all literally right. be like,
don't get
butternut squash soup hot tub.
Okay, now let's move on.
You're telling me you wouldn't just sit in this for
no,
a moment?
No, I wouldn't.
Just a moment.
No.
They'll take it right back out.
Nope.
You don't have to eat it.
Nope.
You shower beforehand.
Let's move
okay.
on to
all right, so the next one we had
stew.
Was the oxtail stew that was available that evening. I thought this was great. You know, this is one of those things where I think you're going to get, and this is what I really like about Boma, and we'll continue to talk about through the rest of these menu items, is that these are very strange flavors with familiar tones,
mm-hmm.
if that makes
this
sense.
This was the one that you added the rice to, right?
Yes.
So along with
the second time I got it, I think.
No, the first time, right?
Oh, okay.
And then the second time you got without it?
Maybe.
Anyways, with the soups, there was rice. And we kind of was like, okay, that's kind of odd. But then we're like, oh, maybe you put rice in some of these soups. So we actually did the oxtail soup with rice first.
Yeah.
And it was good. But it was thick enough that we don't think we needed it. The seafood gumbo was also on the night that we had. That was very much more runny and watery.
You're right.
And I felt like the rice would have done.
Your memory is really good.
Amazing. It was a really good night.
It was a good night.
I think the rice with the seafood gumbo would have just been really good, kind of soaked up and made it more of a thicker, really good seafood gumbo. It was a good seafood gumbo.
Had whole mussels in it. Sitting out. Yeah.
Yep.
And they were good. Well cooked. But overall, I mean, I think this is one where oxtail. Okay. Normal. That doesn't sound right. a lot of people would sit down and go, oxtail, I'm getting so good. I don't know what that is. Like,
it was,
but
just
I think
like
it's
a,
something, it's a great,
like a beefy
shredded
soup.
Meat.
Yep.
It is like a pot roast.
Yep.
And
so good.
This is where I think that this restaurant is so wonderful in blending flavors of African, Indian, traditional, American, normal people that are just like, again, I say normal, I think of my parents. My parents could actually eat a lot of stuff here. They don't know that they would. I'd have to give them a. I'd have to make their own plate.
Yeah.
They couldn't read the descriptions, but I think they really, really would. And then the chicken corn chowder, the chowder.
That was phenomenal.
It was really.
That
good.
Is one. So, well, I guess I don't want to get in trouble again and skip ahead. But
no, you can do whatever you need to. You want to talk about the.
It.
Yeah, no, you can talk about the allergy menu and all.
Well, I was actually going to say, so we got the seafood, the chicken corn chowder, and it was so good that I want to make this at home, and I said to our amazing waitress, do you remember her name?
No.
Okay.
You're going to put me on the spot?
Anyways, she was, I don't want to say, anyways, I might think of it, but she was amazing. And I said, hey, so, you know, we went on the tour and got the butternut squash. You know, are we able to get the chicken corn chowder?
Recipe.
She brought me a Boma Allergen Guide dinner, Sunday, Tuesday, and Friday, number 2. And said, and gave me a card with it and said, here, email this, any recipe you want. And they'll give it to you.
Yeah.
I was like, what? I was like, thank you so much. So that is in here under.
And I mean, we're here. Let's talk about the allergen guide, because this thing, if you want to talk about, you know, allergy specific. And I know Jamie and Jerry talked about this because Jamie has a certain nut allergy. And they will actually walk you through the entire buffet.
Unfortunately, there is. Wait, let's see. Indicates the items is not made with the allergen above. Oh.
Yeah. But what I'm saying is this guide, if you were to look at it, is so it has every pod 1 through freaking 8, and then rotisserie. It literally will say stuff like the dinner roll. Is it gluten and wheat free? Is it egg free, fish free, shellfish, milk, peanut, tree nut, soy?
So
I mean, it
check
is
mark
incredible.
Is where it doesn't have
it. It has it.
It has it?
Yeah.
Are you sure? Because it just says up there, indicates the item
is not
made with the allergen above.
Oh, so it's the opposite of what I just said.
Right. So I thought everything had peanut and tree and soy, but
no,
it does
they
not.
Don't. Yeah.
So like the dinner roll does have gluten and wheat, but has no eggs, no fish, no shellfish, no milk, no peanut, no tree, and no soy.
You know how I like my dinner rolls? With no fish. That's personally, I'm like, hey, do you guys got dinner rolls? Yeah. Do they have fish in them? Yeah. I'm going to go somewhere else. It's my
thought. All
right. Okay,
but the chicken corn chowder, for example, has it's gluten and wheat free, egg free, fish free, shellfish free. It does have some milk in it, but it has no peanut, no tree nut, and no soy.
With the
chicken corn chowder, what I want to buy.
Oh, okay.
I mean, what I want to.
What about the seafood gumbo? Because if that says it's fish free, I'm going to be a little bit worried. Now I'm just trying to have fun. We can move on to the next items.
It's got fish and shellfish in it.
Oh, good. Good.
And tree nuts in it.
Really?
And soy.
Oh, okay.
And gluten.
All right. Well, that one's for me because I'm cool with all those.
All right.
No, but seriously, so, if you want to talk about one of the, and I know we're joking and we're, you know, whatever here, but if you want to talk about probably one of the best allergy, you know, diet friendly places there are, man, I got to say Boma is up there. You know, they will literally walk you through. Mm-hmm. I remember Jamie and Jared saying that even once they found out that she had some of those like nut allergies, tree nut allergies, they allowed them to take a container and take food back.
That's
you know,
awesome.
They're really going to do everything they can, like most Disney restaurants. I mean, this is one of the best rated. So, all right, let's get into the...
Did we say everything we ate for the soup?
Yeah, we did. We did. We did not have the mulligatawny, unfortunately.
Because it was not there.
It was not. All right, we can get into salads. There is a host of salads. I'm going to speak negatively of one. Well, settle down over here. I'm going to read through a couple first.
Okay, through them all, and then... is this not on rotation? So this was everything there?
No, I think this one's on rotation as well.
Okay, go ahead.
So we have watermelon rind salad. We have a chicken salad, couscous, roasted turkey, spinach and quinoa, apple, jicama, pasta, tomato salad, couscous, another couscous salad, artichokes. You have lentil, chilled shrimp salads, a ridiculous amount of salads, light, refreshing salads. What do you remember? What do you think about some of these salads? These ones, I'm interested because they're a little bit more forgettable.
Was it the chicken salad with chili cilantro was really good?
That would be your really chicken that one. Salad.
I think you tasted it, though, and I think
I enjoyed it. Okay.
I think so.
Yep.
Let's see. What else? Was there spinach and quinoa salad? I think
that was good. I remember that one was very delicious.
And then I don't remember any...
The pasta salad. We had a certain... gosh, I'm trying to look. I'm literally looking at my pictures right now, and we apologize. This has been weeks now, but pasta salad was very, very good. What was not as enjoyable to us?
I tried it. I actually ate the entire bite, but they had a watermelon rind salad. Jeremy tried it, and what did you do, sweetheart?
There was some gagging, some questioning of my life.
You actually spit it out. You
I
didn't
did.
Even
I spit
swallow
it, out.
It.
I couldn't.
He spit it out in a napkin.
I did.
I mean, thank God it was a napkin of not the washable kind. It was,
This was basically like, hey, this guy hates pickles. Let's give him something that'll really piss him off. Like this was.
It just
what
was
happened?
Weird. I don't know. It was just weird. I personally think
there was something weird going on because it was supposed to be like a pickled watermelon rind salad.
Was it? Are you sure?
Yeah, I think, which would have been much softer. It was literally to me like you just took a watermelon and you took a vegetable peeler
mm-hmm.
and you sliced off the edge of the watermelon. You quickly put some vinegar on it, some red wine vinegar, and ate it. And then you were like, what am I doing? What am I doing with myself, with my life? Like, this is something like you're sitting at home and you're like, man, I ate all the watermelon.
Didn't we have
the some avocado, rind.
Grapefruit, and papaya salad?
That was good. That was very good. Nice chunks of papaya and all. This is, you know, again, this is like, oh, the chilled shrimp.
I just heard say, what was your favorite part
chilled
of
shrimp.
The salad
this,
area?
The chilled shrimp, like they're calling it a salad. It was chilled shrimp with a couple other little
things.
It was
peel and eat shrimp.
It was peel and eat shrimp, and it was amazing.
With a,
I have pictures.
Homemade, like, salsa.
Look at this.
I know.
I have pictures of it on my phone right now that were amazing. I got bowl and bowl after this.
Yes, he did.
And they were nice, large shrimp, perfectly cooked. To me, this was worth the price alone.
Yeah. And there was kidding. A nice homemade sauce with it, too.
Yep.
That was really good that you actually liked as well, correct?
Yep. There was the grapefruit, like, salad. That's the one, the avocado, grapefruit, and papaya salad you were saying that we enjoyed. But it was, to me, it's acidic.
And there was an actual, like, salad where
Salad.
Like,
again,
lettuce
for the...
and...
commoners the common
Jeremy.
People
and then it even said like I think it even called it like a some type of African ranch but it was just regular ranch and
yes.
We did not get that because it was literally just a regular salad that I did not want to I wanted to fill up on everything else so
but you agree that this would be more for the person who is not as adventurous but they're afraid to eat here that salad okay
yeah
all right. Do you want to get into the entrees, which are on a rotation? But we had a good amount of these.
We did?
Yeah, we had a pop in chakalaka.
Do you even know what that is?
It's the Poppin' Chakalaka is basically like a combination of roasted type vegetables.
I started to say, because I'm telling you, I didn't even read some of the names because I'd like, oh look, that's chicken.
Right. Right. Yeah. I mean, first of all, coolest name ever, Poppin' Chakalaka.
I don't even know
what
that is.
That was the name of my high school pop and lock breakdancing group. We were the Pap and Chakalakas. Okay. I was Chakalaka. Then a friend was Pap.
Okay. We had whole Durban style roasted chicken, whole roasted salmon. Mm-hmm. What is that?
Baboti.
What is that?
Mm-hmm.
What is
slow roasted pork ribs.
Roasted turkey, pork shoulder, and spice crusted beef sirloin. Fufu?
Mm-hmm.
What is fufu? Do we have pictures?
Yeah.
Spiced sweet potatoes. The sweet potatoes were not spiced, and when they say spiced, it was spiced with like cinnamon. It was amazing.
It was so good. Yeah.
Now I see what it is. We tried that.
Yeah, it's like a South African dish consisting of spiced mincemeat baked with an egg-based topping.
We did have that.
Yep.
It was pretty good. It was all right. It wasn't great.
It's hot. You're like, it's hot.
All
right, break down some of the stuff that I think is confusing to people.
The whole Durban-style roasted chicken, mm-hmm. which is chicken.
Yeah.
And I would say it was really good. You gave me a little bit of a dry piece, but you had some really better pieces.
Okay.
The salmon you ate, I don't think I tasted that one.
Very delicious.
But you said you really liked it. We had the slow pork ribs, right? Slow roasted pork ribs.
The ribs were not there that night. The pork shoulder was. So
pork
here's
shoulder.
The thing.
Okay.
Here's the thing that goes on with these meats. Because, again, you're looking at whole Durban style roasted chicken. What is that? You know, sometimes you can look at things. Well, these aren't that crazy looking, but if you're sitting at an African restaurant, again, I'm thinking of my parents. You're very, very off put by the fact that these are flavors you're not used to.
Mm-hmm.
Here's what they do, though. Roasted chicken, the salmon, the turkey, the pork shoulder. They're actually serving those in a pretty traditional American way that are roasted
mm-hmm.
and simplified. And they're putting sauce dishes
next to it.
Yep. So you're talking about four or five different sauces that you can accompany these with. And if you want to add them, add them. If you don't, don't. And
yeah,
so what I think, pork shoulder was very similar to a backyard barbecue here in Florida.
Yep.
But there are chunks of it. It's mm-hmm. not like pulled pork that you would eat. And the flavor is salt and pepper.
Mm-hmm.
But you can add these different sauces
using
as accompaniments to get the African and the Indian flavor. Same thing with the chicken, the salmon, everything.
Indian, I think it's just African.
No, they're a combination African and Indian.
Okay.
That's what Animal Kingdom Lodge is all about. So I really think that this is where, you know, a lot of people ask, like, well, my family like this. We're not adventurous. We're not, you know, we haven't had African.
I
do you
really
think so?
Do.
I do
so, too. Absolutely.
Yeah.
I really do. And if there really is that whole number two, come on number two night for us. Oh, I don't know how many numbers there are.
Oh, in the when they rotate?
Right.
I gotcha.
Ours was very... I feel like your parents could have eaten. Our kids could have eaten.
I think so.
There was some good, very good stuff.
Yeah, I agree. I like the overall combination that is available to everybody. So sides, we've got couscous. We've got plantain crisp, mashed potatoes, peanut rice, spiced sweet potatoes, coconut rice, cabbage. Sides are wonderful as well. But I still think there's things like white rice.
Yeah.
That the average person could enjoy.
The mashed potatoes were phenomenal.
Stupid.
They had mashed potatoes. They literally had mashed potatoes and gravy.
Yeah.
I don't remember reading the name. It may have been African inspired.
Yeah. It said mush mush and gravava.
But it was literally did it really? But it was literally mashed potatoes and gravy, and it was absolutely incredible. I actually went back for stop.
That would have been a good one. That sounded real, though, right? You believe me? Mush Mush and Gravava?
It did.
Okay.
I went back for mashed potatoes and gravy.
Yeah.
Let's see. The couscous was good. I do not remember peanut rice, and I do not remember plantain crisp because
I had some of the cabbage.
Okay, but African no plantain good. Crisp because no, I would have eaten.
I don't think these are rotation.
Bunch. Okay.
So we did not see those on the menu that evening.
The cabbage was good.
Yeah.
Are we seriously it? Oh.
Yeah, we're into desserts. Desserts.
And then kids? Okay.
Yeah.
So your desserts, you had key lime cheesecake, guava.
Panna cotta.
Mm-hmm. Apple cobbler, assorted cookies and brownies, and then some coffee tarts, bread pudding, and zebra domes. Of course, zebra domes.
Just skip everything else. Get zebra domes.
Yep. We actually did skip the assorted cookies and brownies because they are your across the board cookies and brownies from Disney.
Yeah, I mean they're good. They're just standard cookies, brownies, whatever. But again, that's good. That's good for somebody who's like, what's a zebra dome? I don't know if I like that.
Now the zebra dome is an amazing. They so had good. Bread. They had a bread pudding with a vanilla sauce that you could put on it. That was incredible.
Yeah.
So all the desserts we tasted. If these aren't on rotation, I do believe we tasted every single one, and they were not bad at all.
I loved them all.
Liked them.
Yep.
The main thing I went back for, the bread pudding, was absolutely amazing.
Yeah.
And of course, you know, like I should have gone back and probably got a couple cookies to take back.
Yeah.
Like, take
away. Or zebra domes.
Or
could have taken them back to the room. I could have eaten them in the bathroom and taken a photo and sent them to Adam.
Zebra domes, you can actually buy them in the a lot. Like, what is that place? You can for sure at Sanaa.
Mm-hmm.
In the
In the store
gift shop.
Yep,
that's what I was trying to say. Yep. I don't think I don't remember seeing them at the gift shop in Boma.
No,
but. I'm sure you could somehow find them somewhere. You could ask.
Yeah, well, they're, and they're delicious. But,
so, the kids' offerings.
All right, let's get into this.
They have sea nuggets, which is funny because I'm assuming.
It's a fish nugget.
Chicken
it's a fish
nugget.
Stick. No, it's a fish stick.
It's a fish stick?
Are
you sure?
Fish.
It wasn't.
It's a fish stick, Ron. It's a sea nugget. Are you, where are you going where there's a bunch of chickens swimming in the water that you would think that this
there
would
are.
Constitute sea nuggets?
Well, I'm telling you, we didn't eat that, did we?
They didn't have them available that night.
Okay.
They do have sea nuggets, which will be fish sticks.
Okay. They have penne pasta and marinara meatballs.
Oh, that's an interesting name. It's actually what it is.
And what's really nice is the penne pasta is just plain in the bowl. So I'm sure you could ask
for pasta
butter.
And meatballs are on the side, which is wonderful because our kids will like to... eat more of just plain pasta and sometimes add a little bit of sauce, a little bit of meatball, but they want them separated.
Yep. Chicken bites, chicken nuggets.
Chicken nuggets.
Mealy dogs.
This is literally my favorite name of anything ever.
Which are mini corn dogs.
Yeah.
And they are amazing. We got some of those.
We actually did.
And mac and cheese. So we got chicken. There were no chicken bites on, though.
No, not the evening we went. There were no chicken bites. I think there were sea nuggets, though.
Are you sure? Because then we didn't taste it.
We had
the mealy dogs. We had the mac and cheese.
Definitely
they
did.
They actually had, that's what it was. They had like peas and carrots mix.
Yes. Yeah.
That was just, I think, plain peas and carrots mix.
Yeah.
And then they had the
which
penne
they
pasta.
Which actually they were labeled as round greens and orange squares.
Okay,
is how they actually labeled the peas and carrots.
No, they didn't.
Yeah, it was the round greens and orange squares were right next to the sea nuggets, and in between the mealy dogs.
Okay,
which were next to the
So we didn't taste the penne
chicken butts,
pasta, and marinara. No, you got a meatball.
I did,
and you said it was really
it was very
good.
Actually, it was surprisingly good.
And then there was no chicken, but we had the mealy dogs and then the mac and cheese, and all of the kids was really good.
They were.
I thought so. And the mac and cheese was really good.
I think our kids would have enjoyed this. Again, this is one of those where, you know, we can wrap it up and all, but I think the price is so good here. that I would have ventured if I had known more, I would have ventured potentially wasting our money on the kids for them to come here, because I actually don't think it would have wasted it. Okay. I think they would have found plenty of things here that they liked it, that it would have been perfectly worth the money. And that's tough sometimes to find in Disney.
Yeah, I agree.
When our kids are simple as ours.
Yes. Speaking of money, we did each get, I got a African Pinot Grigio, and you got a couple African beers.
Yep.
And with tip and everything, was our total like around $140?
Right around there. Yep. With Tables in Wonderland, 20% off.
Yep.
Yep.
So I think that was really a great date night.
Wonderful, wonderful time.
We were full. And the fact that I can now, which I need to sit down now and email what I want, I will, and cannot wait. And if you join Club 32, we will go ahead and make some stuff and
show you. And here's what, you know, you say, I'll leave with this before we wrap up. You say we were full, and you're 100% right. But to me, there's different levels of full.
Yeah. I didn't feel sick.
Right. There's buffets that you go that you feel full and you kind of feel sick because they're filled with fried foods. They're filled with foods that have tons of extra preservatives and additives and whatever. Yeah. That's not how I felt after here. Yep. I was perfect.
Yep.
I was at the point where I was like, I don't want to eat anymore, but I don't feel sick.
Yep.
And I think that's such a great thing at somewhere like Disney, where there are some where, you know, you go and everything is fried and everything. Again, I go back to growing up and going to Myrtle Beach and the Calabash seafood restaurants where you got full and sick.
Well, I mean, we did love it, and I won't say anything bad other than when we did the breakfast at Fort Wilderness and the buffet.
Yeah.
Trails Inn.
But that wasn't greasy. We just ate too much because it was so good. Oh, that place is amazing. I'm sorry. That place is so good.
It was. And
but we felt sick for the entire day.
Yeah, but because we ate too much, but I think it was also heavy, like you said.
Yeah.
Like, this was not. And we did good.
Yeah. And I like that, you know, I remember getting like 4 or 5 chunks of pork.
It was good.
And getting like, you know, like it was basically like kind of like a half breast of chicken.
Mm-hmm.
And just these things. I loved this. I thought it was wonderful. I this is going up probably on top of our list of places to eat. I would totally do it again.
Awesome.
I really want to do breakfast very badly. And now I really, really want to do Tusker House as a comparison, because these should be very, very similar flavors.
All right. So. Let's do it.
All right. Well, thank you guys so much for listening. We truly appreciate it. If you've not already subscribed to Main Street Magic, please do so right now. And go ahead and subscribe to The Diz Dudes and Capture the Magic as well. And as long as you're out there, you might as well leave all of us a rating and review,
because it helps all of our shows grow.
That's all we've got. We'll see you real soon.